Reclaiming Camelot. Chapter 1. Written by Tanarian. Read by Fairy D. 123. He watched as Andy bustled about the small kitchen. It looked terribly bare and functional, with nothing but a kettle and a toaster, a small fridge, a forlorn box of tea bags, and a half-full bag of sugar. He could summon up the ghost of an earlier incarnation, a mixture of the functional and arcane, where Ianto had ruled with a rod of iron. Ianto. What the hell had happened?
"Bit of a shock seeing you like that," Andy said with amiable amusement. "This place can get to a person, and for half a moment I thought you were a ghost. Do you take milk with your tea?"
"No coffee?" Jack asked, then almost laughed at the banality of the request. Andy snorted. "No, no coffee. You Americans and your coffee." Jack didn't bother to correct him. "I used to know someone who made coffee so good it was a work of art," he said wistfully. That earned him another snort. "A work of art's not much use to a thirsty man," Andy said with determined practicality. "Milk?" Jack gave in and laughed. "Milk, one sugar," he agreed, eyeing the beverage he was handed a little dubiously. He vaguely remembered reading somewhere that policeman tea was not for the faint-hearted. One sip confirmed that fear, and Jack fought back the urge to choke. Andy was giving him an intent look. "Okay?"
"Lovely,"
Jack wheezed. Andy laughed and reached under the counter to bring out a packet of biscuits.
"Here, this will help."
"Gwen," his voice caught, and for a moment he looked a little lost before recovering. "Gwen always used to say that feeding my tea to prisoners would be the quickest way to make them confess." Jack seized the opening. "Where is Gwen?" he asked. Andy's stricken expression made him put down his tea and reach across to grab the man's arm. "Andy, where's Gwen?"
"You didn't hear. She died about 10 months ago. Last May."
For a long time, Jack couldn't get his mouth to work. "How?" he eventually asked. In his mind, he listed all the various and terrible ways she could have died, trying to do the job he had abandoned.
"Hit and run. Bloody awful business. They never caught the bastard who did it, either."
"Hit and run?" Jack stared at Andy in disbelief. He hadn't anticipated something that prosaic. "Yeah, gutting, isn't it? We were all set to welcome her back onto the force, and then suddenly it's all over and we're attending her funeral. Reese damn near went mental, poor chap."
"She was coming back to the police force?"
"She was leaving Torchwood." He hadn't expected to hear that, either. Andy nodded. "She came to see me. Told me they were being shut down and she didn't want to transfer up to London. Told me she was going to tell them she wanted to leave and come back to us. I have to tell you, I was well chuffed to hear that," he told Jack. "She changed since she got in with your lot, and not for the better. But," he shrugged, "wasn't meant to be. One of your lot came to the funeral. Pretty little Oriental girl, Dr. Sato. She was really upset and kept apologizing. Not sure why." A terrible icy cold was taking over Jack's body. Torchwood standard regulations stated that anyone leaving the organization was retconned as a matter of course, then monitored for a year to make sure that they didn't recover their memories. Jack had always played fast and loose with that rule, like so many others, and only retconned the ones he thought would give him trouble. After London had been shut down, he'd pretty much been given free rein to do what he liked, while the Future Options Committee tried to decide what to do with Torchwood London. The only trouble with that was that you could only retcon people who weren't going to get their memories jogged right away. Gwen had come from the police, and they had known she had joined Torchwood. Hell, it had taken a while for her former workmates to get over the fact that she couldn't tell them anything about her new job. It would be a waste of time retconning her if she walked into a police station the next day and someone asked, "How was Torchwood?" They wouldn't have. They couldn't have, he thought desperately. London had been shut down and Ianto wouldn't have gone along with it for a moment. He'd have retconned the whole of Cardiff's police force before he'd have killed Gwen. It had to be a coincidence. Except Tosh had kept apologizing. He realized Andy was still talking, telling him something about Reese joining the community police as a kind of a testament to Gwen. So, the committee had decided to close Torchwood 3. He frowned, wondering why that had happened. While it had long been a thorn in London's side that Cardiff had an active rift and more alien goodies in a month than they saw in a year, there was still the matter that there was a rift, and leaving it unattended wasn't exactly the most sensible thing to do. He'd have to look someone up and find out what was happening once he'd found his feet. "How did you get involved, Andy? Thought you considered this kind of thing to be bollocks." Andy reddened. "Still do think that some of it is bollocks, but, well, I got to thinking. And the more I thought, the more I remembered odd bits and pieces. Things that had never made sense before, but if you stuffed aliens into the mix, it made a cockeyed kind of sense then. So when I spotted Dr. Sato again, I went up to her and asked her if I could help. She said she had to check first, but then she got back to me and offered this job." "And that would be?" "Sort of like a caretaker. I come around twice, maybe three times a week. Make sure everything's still secure. Not that there's anything to steal, but kids like to get into shut-up places, and this place is a warren. I'm still with the police. This is an extra job. Good money for very little work." After a while, Jack nodded. Yes, he could see the reasoning behind it. Get someone local to do the job instead of wasting a trained operative from London. All of the sensitive equipment would be gone, and the archives would have been sealed. The archives. "Andy, come with me," Jack ordered briskly. He barely registered the hasty scramble of the young policeman as he headed for the archives, Ianto's domain. If there was going to be an answer to his questions, it would be there.